State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything with
Mariano
and Pauline.
Hashtag Pauliano. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.
It's simple. It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on to get us together.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. My name is Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And the world has gone crazy.
No, it is. It's been an interesting couple of weeks, literally around the world. Pope has a Twitter?
Yeah.
He does have a Twitter.
Why does the Pope have a Twitter? I don't know if I like that.
Just to, you know, get in touch with us social media lovers.
Doesn't he have, like, popely things to do?
He does have popely things to do. I think with a lot of these accounts, unless it specifically says, like, I know for, like, Michelle Obama, when it's something that she wants them to tweet, or, like, she actually tweets herself, she'll sign it like MO, so then you know that it's from her. Everything else is like her team. You know what I mean? So I'm sure it's
well, not
probably
even just that,
just
but she's Michelle
team.
Obama. Like if the Pope's, you know, well, I know this isn't happening, but if the Pope's wife had a Twitter, that's whatever. She can do whatever she wants. You know, she's not the
right.
Pope.
True, that's true too. So, but I mean, I think it's just like his team and trying to stay like alert and try to, because you know, I know that sometimes. Political figures and things like that will put out like a statement via Twitter, like, so it's like quickly seen, because a lot of, you know, like when things happen or when things aren't happening and they just want to voice like their opinion quickly. And then actually sometimes news outlets will actually report on what they tweet and things like that, because it's just like, I guess, quick information really quickly. So it's kind of interesting because, again, even like you were saying, like even figures like the Pope and things like that, I feel like he doesn't really go on Twitter.
Oh, like he doesn't tweet himself?
Right. Like I feel like it's really just his team. Like he has just a social media manager that tweets out things, you know? I don't think it's really him like, do-do-do-do-do. What's trending today, you know, type of a thing. But I mean, it is a cool way. Social media, again, that's the one thing that I just love about social media. We're able to connect and get in, you know, on a more intimate level than we would have ever before. I'm not saying that you can like be friends with the Pope on Twitter, that you guys are going to be, you know, tweeting each other all the time. But we do get to see those inside thoughts a lot of times, you know, when celebrities do post things that are not like through an interview or whatever. It's just like spur of the moment, how they're feeling at that time, how they're not feeling at that time. So it's kind of cool. I like that about social media, because we get an inside glimpse on what they're thinking and how they feel about certain situations and things like that. And I know that one person that uses his platform a lot to, you know, voice his opinion and to voice how he feels is LeBron. He really does. There's a lot of, I think, ways for a lot of different celebrities to use their platforms that they have for like the greater good, you know, and things like that, whether it's through social media or through opportunities when they are on TV and things like that. And I know that he, this past week was the ESPYs, which was a lot of fun. And the ESPYs are basically when they just honor and award athletes throughout the entire athletic world. So it's there's golf, there's basketball. It's not just the major sports. There's also like snowboarding,
professional chess players, and
it's a lot of fun. It's kind of like the Grammys for, I guess, kind of not Grammys, Emmys. What?
Yeah,
the
Emmys.
The Emmys just got their nominations just came out this week too. It's kind of like the Emmys for the athletic world. You know, there's
exactly.
You get to
and
vote.
And it was cool because it was they were honoring Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
And it was LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, Dwayne Wade, and I want to say it was Chris Paul.
Yes.
And they did this speech they brought up things like the current state of America, you know, like the current state of racism. And then LeBron talked about, he made this really, I liked it a lot. He was talking about, you know, just the things are going so crazy these days that we need to be more, at least they need to be more, more conscientious of the influence and the sway that they have over people.
True.
And so he was saying, like, this is a call to all professional athletes, everyone who has that following, that fan base, you know, use that and be aware of what's going on. Be aware of, like, the negative impact that people's actions can have on you.
Right.
You know, and just kind of help change that because you can.
Yeah. And just kind of, which is true, because whether they want it or not, athletes, especially athletes in all fields of athleticism, are in the spotlight, and people are looking up to them. Grown adults look up to them, whether we want to admit it or not, but then kids especially look up to them. And I know it's kind of like there's like a fine line, because there's like, on one hand, it's like they can do whatever they want, they can live their life and things like that. But then they do kind of have, like, I feel like a social responsibility too, like how he was saying, you know, to understand that you guys, that they do have an impact and that people are.
And I think that they take that into consideration. I mean, they're like, whenever they do things that may be not very smart, I always remember, like, you know, well, they're athletes, you know, like they're not like PR politicians, you know.
That's true,
they're
too.
People who are in the spotlight, but they're paid to do a job, and be politically correct is not that job.
Correct.
And, you know, whenever they do something, whenever they make a mistake, they get their PR person to make them apologize and whatever. And they pay the fines that the league will give to them. So I think that it's good, you know, that they do that. You know, it's to me, it's that kind of nice surprise where it's like, it's not like I expect too much out of an athlete in this sense, you know?
Right. Like, yeah, they don't have, they're not obligated to take a stand,
but
or
they do
to
it anyway. That's cool
right,
to me.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It is really cool. And it does. I mean, just violence in general. There's also just most recently in France, there was an attack there, which was very disheartening. And that's
what the story is. I was reading it just right now. I was looking at it right now. And the story is, It's at least 84 people dead. And I was wondering, like, man, how did they do that, you know?
Right.
Well, it turns out that they were driving this big, it almost looks like a garbage truck. And they were moving and running people over and shooting. And they went like a good 1.3 kilometers, which is probably like almost a mile.
That's crazy.
You know, I'm looking at a video right now of all these people running away. And at first I was like, man, like, you know, I was just saying to you, right? Like, why don't people do something? But they're in a truck, like, mowing people down. That's just insane.
Right.
I just don't understand, like, why, you know?
Yeah. And just
like, what does this do for you?
It's like, you know,
if he would have survived this, would he have gotten out of his truck, went home, you know, to his hollowed out volcano and been like, I've done a good thing today. You know, like, it's weird to me. I don't get it.
It is. It's really sad. Some things that people will do and feel like they need to do and feel is correct. So I think, like, what some of these athletes and other celebrities and just regular people around us have been asking others to just be more nice and just have more regard for others, I think is really what it comes down to. Is it depends on the amount of regard that you have for someone. It just has to do with that. Like, if you don't regard someone with high esteem or regard them with respect and regard them and value their life, just the fact that they're alive, then that's when we have problems, because you just feel like it can be with anything, you know, with homeless people. Like, some people don't regard homeless people as people. And so that's why do things, or they don't do things, because they're like, oh, well, they're in this situation that they got themselves in, so I don't care. Like, but, you know, it's still a person. And so I think that's what it comes down to, is everybody just needs to have a lot more regard.
And I'm on the fence there, because I agree that you did get yourself there, but you are still a person.
Yeah. And like,
have you ever seen that video? There's this experiment from a really famous YouTuber called FousseyTube.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And he dresses up as a homeless person, and he tries to give people money. And they all, well, most of them anyway, they all react, you know, like, this guy was like, are you kidding me? I can buy you. And like, he throws the money back at him and walks away.
Yeah, it's just rude.
People actually try to fight him, you know?
Yeah.
It's insane, you know?
It is. It's just, you just gotta have just, I'm not saying that you have to like everybody. You don't have to be friends with everybody, but you just have to have some regard.
I mean, not even just that, but I watched it and I was like, well, I'm sorry, because you're so much better than him.
Right.
Like, you know,
it's just human to human regard is what the world just needs. Just regard for others. But, you know, I don't know. I'm not in anything either. So that is that. That's gonna cut us to a break. We promise when we come back we have a lot more other things to talk about than all this. But to the people in France, we really are sorry about what's going on, and I hope that over there, I know that there's probably a lot of confusion, a lot of people mourning right now, and I hope that they are able to get the help that they need and to get the resources to them as quickly as possible with what's going on over there. But we are going to cut it to a break real quickly, and when we come back, of course, we cannot leave without speaking about Pokemon Go. There's been a lot of things happening, good and bad, with Pokemon Go as well. So stick right here and we'll be right back after the break.
Bye.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back.
Exactly. Sorry we got a little heavy for a second, but that was just something that was dominating social media, and it was something that we had to talk about because, you don't skip things like that.
Yeah.
Now, we'll rally, and we'll talk about something a little more lighthearted, which is Pokemon Go.
Which is everywhere. Pokemon Go is literally everywhere. Okay, so I will admit that I did download Pokemon Go. However, I only played it that first, 30 minutes that I actually downloaded it, because I was at work when I finally got the app, and I was, on my break, so I only had 30 minutes. And then when I got home and I tried to play it again, it wasn't, loading, you know? It was taking, a really long time. Oh. So I was like, oh, I'm over this. And so each time since then, when I try to, load it, it hasn't been loading. So then I, there was an update for it, so I did the update, and I haven't really gone back on it yet. So I'm not I'm into it because I love Pokemon too, but I just haven't had the time to do it. And I don't know. There's just been a lot of things. Like, it's everywhere, so I feel like I'm playing it, even though I'm not, just because I'm getting bombarded with a lot of Pokemon Go things, you know?
I was a big Pokemon fan too, but I don't care for Pokemon Go. I haven't downloaded it. I don't mess with it. It's just one more thing that I have no time for. I'm always so busy that I'm considering even dropping my Facebook. But it's Pokemon Go is just something I can't do it, you know?
Well, Pokemon Go, you guys are probably like, what's wrong with you people? Because everybody else is really into it. Okay, so it's funny because it's only been out for, I think, a week, maybe two, a week and a half at the most, 2 weeks at the most. So,
but I think it's more 1 week.
Yeah, I think it's 1 week. But the other day, so I was working at my other job, and my other job is in a plaza, a pretty busy plaza. And so just in general, it's busy. But at night, when I get off work at night, it's usually really slow, right? And so I found out, because a lot of the other girls that I work with, they're like, Pauline, and that's basically why I got it, was because the girls at work were telling me, Pauline, the studio that I work at, the place that I work at, my other job, is like the girls were like, oh, it's crawling with Pokemon. Like, Pauline, you can just find a lot of Pokemon just right here. Come to find out, the plaza is like a landmark, like one of those gyms and everything. So after I think it's like level 5, you can start like battling people and like going to the gyms and things like that. And so where I work is an actual like gym, like in the game. So the other day when I was closing up and everything, my coworkers and I, we were leaving and I was like, why is the plaza so busy? Like, it's so late. Why is there so much movement and everything in the plaza? And there was just clusters of people playing Pokemon Go. And like, I promise you, there was people running around. There was people like talking to each other, like, you know, and things like that, and calling one another over, like their friends over, like, hey, come over here real fast type thing.
Or was it more like, hey, come over here, we need to talk about Pokemon.
No.
We need to go to the gym and do some battles.
So there was that. And then as I was driving home, I was like realizing that I saw a lot of people out and about, but their faces, you know, like stuck on their phone screens because they're trying to follow the GPS, like the map and everything, to find these Pokemon. And it's just like hilarious to me because I've been seeing, if you go on the internet and you can like see where there's actual pictures of like huge crowds. Like at my plaza, there was maybe like 30 to 40 people that were like in the parking lot just doing their thing. But then I have been seeing pictures where it's like huge crowds of like hundreds of people gathering for these Pokemon. And I think what the draw about Pokemon Go is, well, to me, which I think is kind of cool, which, because I'm kind of like, why are these people really going on these like adventure, like treks, walking around the city or driving places? It's because with Pokemon Go, okay, so there's different types of Pokemon. You know, like there's water Pokemon, there's fire Pokemon, and things like that. So there's, you can find different types of Pokemon in different landscape, like that match the landscape that is around.
So I like, heard that. Yeah. Like if you're near the ocean, then you find like water Pokemon.
Or like fountains. Yeah. And if you're in more like rocky areas, there's different types of Pokemon that you can find there. And so that's another reason why people are going on all these like missions to find these Pokemon, because there's different types. So like there might be certain types like where you work, but then if you go down the street and like buy like a power generator, or it also depends on the time of day and also like the weather. So if it's raining outside, then there can be water Pokemon, even if you're not near like a water source and things like that. If there's like lightning and things like that. Ooh, Hawaii would be a really good place to catch Pokemon, now that I'm thinking about it, because it rains and has lightning like during the day, which you can also go to the ocean. Ooh, now that I'm thinking about it.
You know, like that. And like volcanoes. I didn't understand the whole Pokemon thing, but the geographical part of it actually does make it really cool.
Yeah, it makes it more fun. And
that's clever.
And I think that's what it has to do with a lot, because like it's just like exciting. And because of the fact that even like the time of day that you're doing it is gonna, you know, kind of alter what Pokemon you can find too. And I know that in cities just across, I'm sure, the world, but here in Sacramento, I know that they are doing like pub crawls and things, like where they, like people are actually organizing like meetups. I know that like the baseball stadium is supposed to have a meetup. I'm not sure if it's passed or not, and things like that. So where they're actually encouraging like groups of people to just go have fun and catch Pokemon. Last night I was at I was downtown, and one of the places that I had met up with my friend at the table next to us was like six guys like sitting there all on their phones doing like Pokemon stuff, walking around the bar doing Pokemon things. So I mean, it's kind of fun, it's exciting. I don't think that I will be able to get into it that much, but
no. I think my favorite thing about the Pokemon Go thing is that it's getting a lot of people moving around, which is good.
Right. It is getting people moving around. And speaking of moving around, it has had some drawbacks as far as some people, you know, you just have to be like, because they're not really being aware of their surroundings. So people are, like doing it while they're driving, which definitely you should not do. You should focus on the road, or just walking into random things, like just because they're just walking. And actually, a girl in Wyoming found a dead body while she was Pokemon hunting. Like, she was on her doing her Pokemon Go thing, and in her interview, she stated that she wanted to go. Like, she found this dead body, like, in the river, the water, or something like that. But, like, because she was going to just try to find some water Pokemon. And so she was like, I have to go to a different spot. So she's not normally over there. So it was really by chance that all of this happened. And so it's just wild to me, everything that's happening.
Yeah, but
Pokemon
you can't blame
Go.
That on Pokemon Go. That's no, it's not. Someone. It's she not. Just found the person.
No, it's definitely not
anything,
due to Pokemon
that's kind
Go.
Of a
it's
good thing,
a good thing.
They found the body.
Right. No, really. And exactly, because it's so, like, it was so by chance, because she was saying, like, I never go here. You know, like, this is not, like, a place that I hang out.
She's probably going to never go there again.
I know. That's pretty. Yeah, it's crazy. And I'm sure there's other random things people are discovering or finding or whatever. I suggest that you should probably go with, like, a friend or something, so that you're not just by yourself catching Pokemon. So I don't know, this can just be like a little bit safer, I guess. I don't know, because there's a lot of just stories just opening up that are happening. But we're gonna cut it to a break real fast, and when we come back, we're gonna wrap up this Pokemon go, and we got some other things to talk about, so we'll be right back. Keep it here.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back, everyone, and thanks for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And I totally didn't get that wrong the first time, so let's just dive right into this.
We're just going to go back. What's up?
We were talking about Pokemon Go.
I know.
And I know that we finished off with the girl that found that body in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to my cousin. It wasn't him, so we're good.
Oh, good.
And the
well,
pub
I'm
crawls.
Glad. Hopefully, whoever it is, that they get that solved soon, too.
Yeah, in seriousness, you know, That's sad. I'm sorry.
But I am glad crazy, that they were able to find that person, and that, you know, we can hopefully figure out what happened and that they can take care of that.
Exactly.
Another thing that you can do, because, okay, so Pokemon Go is literally everywhere. Like, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, there has been developed a, like, kind of like, I think it's called like a plugin, but it's a version of Chrome. Like, you could add it to your Chrome, like your browser. And
Google
I believe
Chrome.
It's called, like, Google Chrome. And it's called Pokemon No, something like that. So, like, it just blocks everything Pokemon related. So while you're searching, while you're just browsing on, like, Facebook and all that, it will actually, like, block anything that has to do with Pokemon Go. So
that's really cool. Like, I don't care to block anything, but the fact that it can do that is pretty
right.
cool.
Yeah. So, like, if you're over it, if you just cannot take it anymore, if it's just annoying the heck out of you, if you're just mad that we're even talking about it on the show, it is out there for you, so you do not have to deal with it anymore. You can just cut it. I know. So you can just do that. But I mean, the numbers don't lie when it comes to Pokemon Go. As I haven't really met any, I've met people that have said, like, oh, I don't care about it, but I haven't heard anybody, at least that I know of, that has said, oh, I hate it. But clearly people,
how There should be no reason to hate it. It's just an app, but
right. Unless I know that there are some businesses that are kind of like upset because, you know, they, I don't know. I mean, I know that the creators took into consideration certain things, but, like as far as like different areas of the world, but, like for instance, I know that my boss, one of my bosses, she told me that, like in front of her house, like the street in front of her house is like a gym as well. And so like, there's been multiple times when like her boyfriend has had to go outside and tell people to literally stop congregating, like on their grass and like their driveway and things. So that part, I guess, can be a little bit irritating. And I know that, Auschwitz, like they're asking that they actually, out of like respect for the, you know, the lives lost there and all the suffering that took place there, they're asking that the creators actually just remove that whole entire area from the game. So like you're not even prompted to go there to try to find Pokemon and things like that. So there are some, you know, I'm sure like with businesses, there's certain things that can be kind of like annoying and just disruptive to like other customers and other guests, you know, that are actually trying to go to your, like, you know, your place of business for your service. But then on the flip side of that, there are other, you know, businesses and other entrepreneurs and things like that that are using it to make money and using it to market their, it was talked about that, you know, real estate agents using it.
I saw that. Yeah. Pokemon inside in like on the for sale signs for the homes.
Right. And to get people to your business, to get people where you want them. There's a way, you know, perhaps doing it that way. I did talk to someone.
Me being like overly, I don't know what the word is, like overly just cautious, or isn't that creepy to you?
No, it is very creepy.
What you're describing right now is... is people hurting people.
Oh, I
doesn't
see.
Doesn't that bother you? Like, doesn't it bother you that people are so simple and predictable that it's like, oh, you know how to get them here? You simply put a digital Pokemon there.
Right. And like, there was a tweet actually that went out that kind of like went viral where it says people, they should put Pokemon at the polling places in November to get people to actually go. So
Pokemon where? Sorry.
At polling places. So people actually go and vote and things like that, like actually show up to go vote because of the Pokemon. Right. So I get it. I get what you're saying. It is kind of weird. It is funny. But then when you think about it that way, like people are really just going anywhere and everywhere on these treks to find Pokemon.
I'm telling you, isn't that like our priorities have gotten a little messed up? I don't blame Pokemon Go because, I mean, it can be out there and you can still decide to not do it. But you know, just the state of people today is like, vote, nah, I think I'll Pokemon Go. It's a little strange to me, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. It is interesting. So hopefully, I don't know. I don't know how long it's going to last. It may...
Oh, it's going to last forever.
Forever, you think?
Look how big it is. It is
pretty cool.
More downloads than what? Facebook, Instagram, and Zillow.
Yeah, in the Facebook, first 2 days Instagram, it was out. Zillow, and Twitter. So like basically like the top of the top. As far as like downloads were concerned, it's already brought in over $7 billion.
That's what I'm saying. People are just giving up money that everybody says that they don't have. Like, I'd love to know how many people that are technically living below the poverty line have given money to, you know, you see what I'm saying? Like the priority is just ridiculous. And yet they're struggling.
Right. But then I get it too. Cause like on the other side of that, it just is a way to get your mind off things from, you know, whatever is going on in your life and just to
yeah, but you know what gets my
fun.
Mind off of money troubles?
What?
Making money.
True. Very true. Making
you know,
money.
Like I, you know, I personally, I've been doing a bunch of crazy things. Like this is what my weekly life has been like since we started the, you know, the podcast is I, in the mornings, I'm a dog trainer. So I go do my clients, go to the gym. A couple months ago, I finished school. So it'd be like gym, I'm sorry, clients, gym, school, then work. I work at a hotel.
Right.
On my days off, I'd be up in Sacramento sleeping outside just to do the podcast and then go back home. And now I'm building an actual website for the dog training. So like I, you know, there's all these like things that are going on right now. And that to me seems like priorities. I'm trying to build something, you know, like I spend money on like business cards and things, but Pokemon Go. If you have the money to spend, sure. Like, that's not my problem. But it's just people, like, I'm of the firm belief of, like, do whatever you want, but then don't complain about your decisions, you know? So it's like, if you're going to buy these things, and please feel free. I mean, it's your money, but I don't want to hear that you're broke.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what really bothers me. Or people who, you know, claim that the government, and I agree, like, they tax way too much and they spend tax money on stupid things. But if you're going to complain about not having money, it's like, you know how you don't go to jail, you don't rob a house. Like, you know how you don't become broke? You don't spend money on digital Pokemon.
Right.
You know, it just makes no sense to me. And I don't blame Pokemon. It's a cool thing. I liked Pokemon when I was younger, but people, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it. I totally get it. It is interesting.
Again,
so,
hashtag why I'm single, because people are just ridiculous these days.
Speaking of hashtags, today is Flashback Friday.
That's right.
What's your... Okay, so Flashback Friday for me, let's see. My favorite Flashback Friday song...
Does it have to be a Friday?
No. It can be, let's see, my favorite song, let's see, when I like a lot of throwbacks, like a lot of old jams and things like that. But, oh, Flashback Friday, speaking of jams and things like that, Spice Girls have announced that they're getting back together in a way-ish, you know, the three. My girl Scary Spice, so that's, I mean, I'm excited about that. And they did announce that, I believe it was last week when it was the 20th anniversary of their song. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Man, it's been 20 years.
I know, right? I was 4 when that song came out.
I was 3 when that song came out.
That's wild. I mean, I was jamming to it though, you know. So
and it was a banger back then. Like we would love that.
So that's my Flashback Friday song. I love it. Anything Spice Girls. That was the first cassette I ever bought. Flashback Friday with that.
So tell me what you want. What you want.
I remember I saved up my little money, my little dollars, and I went to Dimple Records and bought my cassette. And I didn't know the name of, like, the cassette. I just knew that one song. And so I actually had to sing that one song to the guy behind the counter. I can see
so that he knew what you meant?
Literally in my head. But now that ever since, like, that time, like, I remember I sang it and, like, my mom was, like, with me and all of that. And now that I'm, like, older, I think about it. I'm like, okay, first of all, you work at the record store. If I say I want Spice Girls, like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, there's no need to make this little girl sing a song. They did it to just, you know, poke fun and probably just see if I would do it.
I mean,
exactly.
At least they didn't put you on YouTube.
True. That was before everybody was, you know, the show me everything and post everything. That was 20 years ago, you know? So that's still when like people were worried. And people were worried about like the Y2K bug and all of that. So that's when people were still afraid of the internet. Nowadays, there's no fear at all. But so that's going to wrap up this episode. It went by fast. We talked about a lot of little things. Once again, just everybody be safe out there. Have fun. In Sacramento is the state fair right now. So if you're going to that, have fun and be safe. Stay cool wherever it is that you are. And this is Pollyanna out. But don't forget, you can listen to us at gsmcpodcast.com. Download us. iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play. You can listen to this episode over again if you loved it. You can also listen to
over and over and over and over because it was awesome.
And any of our other episodes and a lot of our future episodes that are soon to come. This has been the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast.
Signing up.
We out.